Thanks, Rob. It is a download here on 720 WGN, and I've been waiting for this segment since the last time we did it, which was about a month ago. Ted McClellan back in studio, the author of the book, How to Speak Midwestern. In the book, Ted McClellan not only breaks down the elusive regional accents of the Midwest, but he also creates the ultimate glossary of terms used in the area, in our area. Phrases like hodag, or over dare, or farty, which, again, my favorite way that people in St. Louis say 40. So here's a game. We're playing for Lou Malnati's Pizza as we do. Let's stump Ted. You could call in. You could text in. We're going to guess your regional accents through interrogation, of course. And also tonight we'll talk about the Chicago accent.
Yes,
the Chicago accent.
Chicago accent contest.
Chicago accent off.
Yes, an accent off.
An accent off.
A pizza for the best Chicago accent.
A pizza for the best Chicago accent.
And we're going to play who I think has the best accent in Chicago, Alderman Spezzato. He's gonna sort of set the standard.
He'll set it up.
You have to beat.
Ted McClellan in studio. He's going to be at the Skokie Public Library coming up on the 22nd. That's
7
Tuesday,
o'clock.
7 o'clock. Good to see you, Ted. How are you, bud?
Great. Great to be back in Chicago after...
Well, you were way up north. So you're way up north.
Way outside the... Way in the north central zone in Fargo country.
What did you... I mean, when you
they
go
really
there...
talk like that.
Do you go and do you sort of seek out as real as you can get to sort of, you know?
Yeah, I was drinking Northeast beers with, you know, women from Brainerd, Minnesota after an event and, you know, soaking in the true nasality of the Minnesota accent. And I was on the, what was it? I was in Hibbing, Minnesota, Bob Dylan's hometown. And I think I don't remember what I was drinking, but I was drinking with a retired taconite miner who kept saying, you know, ending every sentence with A. So it's like the UP up there, you know, sort of the same ethnic mix. People came to work in the mines and, you know, sort of developed this pigeon almost.
That's so interesting. 312-981-7200 is funny because I was I had a segment for a couple thriller writers. One was from Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
And she came in and I spent the first 2 minutes going, what do you call the space between the sidewalk and the street?
And in Columbus, they don't really call it anything.
That's where she goes. I don't know what to call that.
Yeah,
I was like,
no, that's Cleveland. In Cleveland, they call it a tree lawn.
Oh, that's
and in Akron, it's a devil strip.
Yeah, that's...
Yes.
I kept going, you're not from Ohio.
Yeah, no.
You don't know what's happening.
Columbus is like the blandest of the bland, you know. Ask her, you know, what about that little candy with the, you know, the peanut butter and chocolate? She'd know that one.
She'd know that, right?
The Buckeye.
Buckeye, right.
Yeah,
right.
And ask her, you know, about the morality of a woman named Ann Arbor. They'd know, she'd know that one.
All right, Ted McClellan in studio, 312-981-7200. So tonight, I still like the idea of playing Inspector McClellan.
All right, we'll do that.
So anyone who wants to call up who may live in the different areas, explain again the different areas of the region. There's
the Midland region, which is, you know, that's central Illinois, Iowa, most of Indiana, outside the region. Then there's the Inland North. That's where we are here in Chicago. That goes all the way from Rochester, New York, to Milwaukee. And I, you know, I was playing an example at the last thing I did that kind of proves that we're on the same dialect region, which was in the movie Jackie Brown. You remember Robert Forster as the bail bondsman?
Yeah, but I don't remember what he says.
All right, but if you watch it, he totally sounds like he could be from the south side of Chicago. But he's from Rochester, New York. He's like, yeah, this is your bail bondsman, you know. But he's from Rochester, New York. So, I mean, that's sort of the provenance. This is where the Chicago accent originated.
And you got
in Western New York.
There's also the
Minnesota.
And then
Minnesota. There's the North Central accent, the Upper Peninsula, Michigan, and Wisconsin and Minnesota. So I was up there. I was in Rhinelander. I saw all the hodag statues. I remember we had that one a couple weeks ago. The hodag, everything's named hodag. There's like hodag auto loans in Rhinelander.
and then you told me right before the break that you were able to eat something that.
Well, we're gonna ask people. I guess later. Well, we can ask people anytime.
We'll ask them anytime.
Yeah, anytime. Or, you know, what is a Juicy Lucy? Call me and tell me because I had one.
312-981-7200. All right. So, but tonight, Ted, let's talk about the Chicago accent, because a lot of times people call in, they said they're from Chicago.
Yeah.
And already the lines are lit up because they say, I got the best Chicago accent.
All right.
But what's the identifiers for Chicago accent?
Well, I guess we're kind of talking about with the classic Chicago accent, and that sort of hit its peak in the kind of in the city's industrial heyday in the World War II and the baby boomer generations. And, you know, it's you know, substituting D for T. You know, they talk about, you know, these them and
yeah,
those
right,
guys.
Right.
And then there's that drawn out O sound. You know, my father. And then there's that raised A, where you say, oh yeah, that's right, that's right. Yeah, I used to go to the track with a guy from Burbank, and every time I hit a winner, he'd be like, oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
So, that's.
Yeah.
That's.
Just like that. So, and then, you know, also with the you know, there's the TH sound. You know, the TH sound just disappears.
Right.
So I think I was talking about the anecdote when I was at the bar on the southwest side, and they were saying, oh, what are the squares for this quarter? Zero and tree. So that's why we have Troop Street.
Right.
Yeah.
I know, even
the CTA bus guy.
I live on Troop.
You live on Troop.
I live on Troop.
And you call it Troop.
I call it Troop.
Even the CTA bus guy calls it Troop.
Well, it's funny because I will, you know, where I live, it's funny because Troop is not how people, if you're not from Chicago or you're familiar with how it's pronounced that way. It becomes Throop, right?
No, well, no, I've never heard it called.
I live on Troop, and they kind of like head nod, like, yeah, that's a weird way to say that word.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. But you're right. Troop is, it's Troop. T-R-O-O-P.
Right. But, you know, the classic Chicago accent is not as common as it used to be. You don't hear it as much in people under 50. It's kind of, there's maybe three aldermen that do it, and they're all from the northwest and the southwest side. So, you know, that's where you're really going to hear
and
it.
And one of them is Alderman Sposato.
Former firefighter.
Let's see. Do you have that clip, Pete? Let's see if we can hear the former firefighter. Is 36 Ward, I think?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, let's hear Alderman Sposato. It's a Chicago accent.
Also, I've made very few friends. I think it's rather obvious. Most of you here probably follow politics, and I'm somewhat on an island. The only friends I really have is my group in the Progressive Caucus. Eight of us, you know, five pretty strong. The other three are, you know, okay. They disappointed us a little with the budget vote, but that's all right. I mean, they felt, you know, there was a little last-minute deal where the mayor lowered the cigarette tax from 75 cents to 50 cents, and that made three of my colleagues sign off on it. But my main reason for not signing off on it was, and it was a single reason, to tell you the truth, and maybe it should or shouldn't be a single reason why you wouldn't vote for a budget, but it was the whole police thing.
All right.
I have a real problem with paying $93 million a year in overtime, and somebody insulted me by saying this is the right way to do things.
All right, he's got all the elements.
So that was great.
The classic Chicago accent. So yeah, so you think you have an accent as good or better?
If you do, and I think I got to say,
no, we can spot a fake. You know. I don't want Marty Leonard's calling up and doing the regular guy for us here.
312-981-7200. If you can beat Alderman Sposato, we'll give you a Lou Malnati's pizza.
Of course.
All right, Ted McClellan in studio tonight, the author of How to Speak Midwestern. Not only are we want to hear your best Chicago accent, and like you said, we can spot fakes.
Right.
We'll also talk about, you know, we want to guess your accent if you're from one of the regions that Ted's going to lean out. Ted is going to be speaking at the Skokie Public Library coming up on Tuesday, but he's here tonight. 312-981-7200. Stay with us. In studio tonight, Ted McClellan, How to Speak Midwestern. That's his book. He's going to be at the Skokie Library coming up on Tuesday. His last Chicago appearance for a while. That's crazy to think about, man. You've been busy and busy and busy on this book.
Unless some other library wants me to come.
Hey, you heard it here. He's here. Yeah. All right, so we are trying to guess not only your accent, but tonight we're doing a little wrinkle.
Yeah.
The best Chicago accent. We've got people that are lined up. The phones are jammed up. So why don't we start with Lori. Lori, hi, Lori. How you doing?
Hi.
Hi, this is Justin. This is Ted. Ted's going to ask you a couple questions to see what we can get out of your Chicago accent.
Hi, Lori. How do you think the Bears are going to do this year?
Zip.
What did she say? What did she say?
She said zip.
Zip.
She's really, really playing
that. All right. How about the Cubs? What about their playoff chances?
Hopeful.
Okay, you're going to do more than one word. You got to give
us a little more.
Yeah.
All right, tell us a little bit about yourself, Lori. What part of town are you from? Where'd you go to high school? What do you do for a living?
High school, miles west.
Uh-huh.
Part of town, grew up in Chicago, and Highland Park is where I live now.
Okay.
And the type of work would be consulting.
Okay. Okay. Well, she said Chicago. That's a point.
Yeah. Why do you think
I know,
you have?
I have a Midwest nasal twang.
Oh, for
but
sure.
I don't have any of those attributes you're looking for.
Okay.
And I know I pronounce all the words with like coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my thing.
All right. Thanks, Lori. Thanks for that. All right. So Lori's in the mix, but let's go to Scott. Scott, you're on with Ted McClellan. Scott, give us your best Chicago accent.
Well, I tell everyone I don't have a Chicago accent. I talk normal. Everybody else talks wrong.
Yeah. Well, what part of town are you from, Scott? Where did you go to high school?
I went to school in the Berwyn-Cicero area.
All right. That's point for you. And What do you do now?
I try to do nothing.
Yeah,
no, I'm kidding.
That's another point for you.
I got three kids, and I got my wife sitting next to me, so I got to say I do a lot.
All right, well, having three kids—that's a third point for you.
Well, you know, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
Every single time that I'm reading something, or they'll see the time. What time is it? 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know. Can I say what street you live on?
What street I live on?
No, no. Well, yeah. What street Justin lives on?
Yeah.
Throop.
No, he lives on Troop.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
If you said to me you live on, wait a minute, Throop.
Yeah.
I have to say you don't live in Chicago.
Yeah, you really have to think about that before you say it. Well, what do you think about the Cubs playoff chances? Or are you a White Sox fan? You don't want the Cubs to go to the playoffs.
Oh, White Sox. The Cubs, who cares about them? The White Sox.
Yeah. What about the Bears?
The Bears?
Yeah.
I think they're going to do pretty good because I was listening to Rohit Canellis on earlier.
Yeah.
And saying, you know, they're going to do pretty good with this new quarterback. It sounds like. You know, he's got some prospects, you know, some hope, Radder.
All right. Well, I think you definitely have prospects and hope to win that pizza.
All right, Scott. Thank you very much. You're in the lead. I appreciate the call.
So what do I got to do? I got to stay on the phone?
No. Pete will get your number, and at the end we'll pick who won tonight. But you got the lead right now,
yeah,
Scott.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. All
right. Hey, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
You too. Radder did it for me. Radder. All right, let's go to Anthony. Anthony, you got to beat Scott off the block on that one. That was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
I don't think I can beat that.
Yeah? No.
That guy's damn good.
Yeah? Well,
so, here's the thing. I don't think I have an accent, but I used to work up by Schaumburg.
Yeah?
And I worked with told me I had a thick Chicago accent.
Yeah. Well, what part of town are you from? Where'd you go to high school?
I went down there, Brother Rice.
Brother Rice? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you do now?
I do a couple different things.
He opens a car door.
Yeah, he opens a car door. Yeah.
Yeah, I got to get a speaker in my car to oil things a little. You know?
All right. Well, shut the door while you're on the radio,
yeah.
And then, you know.
No, the door is shut. It's a sensor.
Oh,
it's the what? The oil is... It's the oil light? Is that what's beeping?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, wow. All right, well, change your oil and call us back.
Thanks, Anthony.
All right.
Well, I don't know how anyone beats Scott.
No, even Anthony said Scott should win.
Scott, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
It was Radder.
Yeah,
when he said Radder instead of Radder. That was good. All right, good stuff. 312-981.
Scott is the Chicago accent champion.
Well, no, we still got a way to go.
Oh, we got more to go.
Come on, Ted.
Oh,
why you give it away so quick?
I thought you were going to just
do
three.
No, the lines have
lit up. I thought you were just going to do tree.
No, that would be appropriate, right, to do tree. But no, the lines are lit up to replace. And so while we wait for people before we go to the news, why don't we bring in Paula?
Okay.
And see if we can do Paula because she wants to play Guess the Accent.
All right,
Paula, how you doing, Paula?
Okay, and I'm afraid Scott's eating my pizza.
You're eating your pizza right now?
Scott's eating your pizza.
Yeah, he's eating it.
All right, well, Paula, without telling us, do you want to play the game or we guess where you're from, or are you from Chicago?
Well, I'll let you decide because I've had people tell me I'm from all over the place when I'm talking to them, and I would like some official opinion of what you think of whatever accent it is I do or don't have.
Okay.
All right.
Well, a lot of the way we do it is we ask you what you use for certain terms. For example, we'll say, what do you call athletic footwear?
Gym shoes.
All
gym
right,
shoes.
See,
okay, so right away. Right.
Yeah, and what do you call the narrow space between two buildings?
Oh, well, that's an alley.
Yeah, well, it sounds right away you're in Chicago area, right?
Yeah.
Gym shoes. An alley.
Yeah.
Say that you got Chicago.
Yeah. What do you call it when
New York doesn't have stuff like that?
No, New York doesn't have alleys. No. They put all their trash out in front of the...
But some people call it gangways. Some people call it different.
Yeah. Some people call it a gangway when you're talking about, you know, not behind the house, but between the houses.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What about when traffic is slowed down because a lot of people are rubbernecking? What do they call that?
Well, I guess it's a traffic jam, isn't it?
Yeah, that's one term for it. Or what do you call it when you put furniture out in the street after you shovel out a space in the winter to make sure nobody parks there?
Mayor Daley's favorite thing.
What's the term for that?
Right. Oh, golly, I think I've forgotten.
Oh, boy.
Well, don't give away. I would say Paula's from Chicago.
Yeah, just the gym shoes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because of the people I know. But does it sound like I'm from Chicago?
I think
definitely,
it does.
Yeah, definitely a Midwestern accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good to know. I'm glad that I'm home.
Yeah. All right. We're glad
thanks,
that you're,
Paula. Thanks.
We're glad you're one of Chicago's very own.
All right. Ted McClellan, How to Speak Midwestern, the book. You can also see him at the Skokie Public Library coming up on Tuesday, 7 o'clock. All right. We'll take a break or we'll get the update on the news with Rob Martyr. And then we come back. Second half. I want either people already on the line, but I want more. I don't think Scott just gets it,
right?
Because he said tree a couple times.
Yeah.
Right?
All right. So we've set a bar, and we got people out there.
So bring it. 312-981-7200.
All right.
Here with Ted McClellan. Thanks, Rob. It is a download here, 720 WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Ted McClellan in studio with us tonight with the segment where we can guess where you're from by how you talk. Tonight we are doing a special segment on the Chicago accent.
Yes.
Ted McClellan, of course, the author of How to Speak Midwestern. He's going to be at the Skokie Public Library coming up on Tuesday, which effectively ends his Chicago. He's been on tour. It seems like every week you've been on tour around the Midwest with this book since it came out in December. So congratulations on that. But
thank you.
But like you said, you'll go anywhere. You'll go to anyone wants to.
Yeah, I went to Westmont, so yeah.
There you go.
I'll go anywhere. I'll go to Westmont. Come on. Sorry, Westmont.
All right, 312-981-7200. So you heard us in the first half talking about the Chicago accent.
Yeah.
And we had Lori call in, Scott, Anthony.
And we got to make a little point here. From the news, I heard WGN has not taken a stand on the pop soda debate. They were just calling it the sweetened beverage tax.
We call it the sweetened beverage tax.
I see in the news that sometimes it's the soda tax. I actually heard the soda tax more, and sometimes I hear pop tax, but it being in Cook County, it should be the pop tax. And I have a little explanation in my book about why we call it pop.
Yeah, why do we call it
pop? All right, well, on the East Coast, it's soda because they drink out of a soda fountain. In the South, it's Coke because that's where the headquarters of Atlanta is. Coke's headquarters is in Atlanta. Yeah. In the Midwest, it's the sound the cork makes when it's drawn out of a bottleneck. Ben and Perry Fagenson, the Detroit bakers who founded Faygo, took note of this and named their strawberry-flavored drink Faygo Red Pop. And maps, it became a regional hit. And maps showing the distribution of the word display a nearly perfect overlay with the region we think of as the Midwest. In fact, the line separating soda drinkers from pop drinkers is said to lie between exits 41 and 42 on the New York State Thruway. To the east in Syracuse, they say soda. To the west in Rochester, it's pop. And as I was saying, I went to Target the other day, and it says get soda, add soda for a dollar. And as you mentioned, Target's a Minnesota company,
they
say
pop
there. But, you know, they say soda in New York and L.A., so that's kind of become the standard media term. And we got to stop it from invading the Midwest. Yeah. We have to keep it out. So.
We count on you, President Preckwinkle.
Yes.
Call it the pop
President
tax.
Preckwinkle, you are from St. Paul, Minnesota. You live in Chicago.
Pop tax.
Exactly.
There you go. All right, so let's go back to the Chicago accent. Scott had the winning. I had him down for 6 check marks on my notes. Yeah. I don't know what those check marks mean, but he hit 6 different things in the Chicago accent. Let's go to Joe. Let's start us off with the second half here. Joe, you ready to show off your Chicago accent?
Yes, I am.
All right, so Ted,
Joe, tell us a little bit. Where'd you grow up? Where'd you go to high school? What are your favorite Chicago sports teams and sports memories?
I went to
Well, I'm from the southwest side, and I went to Queens.
Okay. Is that Queen of Angels?
Nope, Queen of the Universe.
Queen of the Universe. Okay, that's even bigger. All right. And
then I went to St. Lawrence High School.
Okay. That's in Burbank, right?
It is.
Okay. And where do you live now?
Actually, now I live in Park Ridge.
Okay.
So I'm a Northside. So, but I've always been a Cubs fan.
Mm-hmm.
And what did it for me was WGN, because, you know, I'd come home from Queens, and the Cubs were on WGN. And so between that and my half of the family lives on the north side, I guess the north side relatives got to me first. So I've always been a Cubs fan, and boy, did I take heat for it when I was growing up.
Yeah. Well, who are your favorite players?
Ron Santo, Ernie Banks, Don Kessinger, mm-hmm. Rick Monday, all of them. Mm-hmm. Fergie Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what about now?
It's hard not to like the whole team, man. They're outstanding.
Yeah. So.
But I'm not a Sox hater.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a Sox hater at all. I wish them all the luck in the world. And utopia for me would be Cubs and Sox going to the World Series and the Cubs winning it in extra innings in the seventh game.
For you, can I ask a question, Joe? Just when you eat an encased meat, and it's a Polish, what is a Polish what?
Sausage.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Northside, that was
No ketchup on that sausage either.
No.
Yeah, right.
No.
Right. All right.
Absolutely not. Yeah, and you got to run it through the garden.
Right. What are the ingredients? How many of the ingredients can you give us right here on the air?
Oh, you got pickle, you got hot peppers, you got the chopped onions, you got the green relish, and you got the mustard, and then you got the celery salt.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, there you go. There, point for that. Thanks, Joe. Right. Thanks for calling. All right. So let's see what else we got here. Let's go to Mike. Mike's on the northwest side. All right,
hey,
Mike.
Guys, love the subject. Should I just go right into my spiel? Because, on the 4th, I took my mother-in-law downtown. She hates the fireworks, okay? So she says, we don't need to be that close. And to boot, I'm trying to park as close as I can. So all day, all these guys are telling me no parking, no parking. I find a guy who points to an alley and goes, go over by there, cost you a sawbuck. It'll cost you a sawbuck. Guys are charging $100 for spots like that. All right, you can quiz me on anything in Chicago, guys. I don't know if I need to.
Do you live in Alderman Spazzato's ward by any chance?
I remember Riverview. I don't know if anybody can. I'm dating myself. The flying turn, shoot the shoots. My parents had a bar on Wabansia and Campbell, west of Bucktown, and I got three young sons, and they laugh when I try to tell them about what to do in Chicago.
Did you live above the bar?
Yes, we did.
All right. Yes, did. Another. It's a point for
you. Can Google it. Wabansia and Campbell.
What was the name?
It was the Black Swan.
Okay.
Ooh, the Black Swan.
Yes, and we're Polish. And I go back there now, and it's something that's unrecognizable, but I got pictures. My grandpa Andrew had a picture on Nettie's Duesenberg because he had to buy beer from Capone.
Oh, great stuff, Mike. Great stuff tonight. You're in the running. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. That's good stuff. That's good, man. This is going to be tough. Let's go to Nick. Nick's on the south side. Nick, what do you think?
Just the names tell us. We got great accents. Anthony, yeah. Mike, Nick.
How you guys doing?
Great.
Yeah, listen, what do you guys want me to do? I'm sitting here. That first guy was very, very good.
Yeah.
But I never had one of those pizzas that you had, when you give out. And I'm thinking, I'd give it a shot.
Lou Malnais, what's your favorite pizza in Chicago?
The brand name or what I put on it?
Well, both.
I like Palermo's, and I like green peppers, easy end of cheese, naturally sausage, and that's about it.
Yeah,
sweet
Nick.
Sauce. And what else?
Where are you from? What parish are you from?
I'm Queen of the
Queen of Martyrs on 103rd Street.
All right.
103rd Street.
103rd
wow.
and...
103rd and Central Park.
Okay. All right. And where'd you go to high school? And
I went to high school that's no longer there. I forgot what they call it, but it was Harrison High School on Marshall Boulevard, right off of California Avenue.
All right.
Okay.
Dang,
all right.
man.
Where do you live now?
Where do I live? I live right by, I'm on 103rd and Pulaski.
Oh, so you haven't gone very far.
No, I live by the College St. Zay's.
Okay.
And like I said before, that guy's going to be pretty hard to beat.
I think you're
giving a run for the money.
Yeah, well, what's the nickname for St. Xavier?
My daughter went there for a couple of years, but what would you
when you said my daughter
Dad.
Went to yeah exactly there you
oh,
go
that's it?
yeah exactly that's what we're looking for.
Wow.
Well, that's
all right
good.
Nick, that's pretty good, man.
Yeah,
thank
right.
you for
yeah,
calling
you are
in
definitely you are definitely in the top two.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
All right, this is amazing tonight. 312-981-7200. All right, so I don't know what to say. I think Nick and Scott, that was, you know what got me?
Think about two pizzas.
You know what it got me? Was it when he was trying to
when
remember.
When he said 103rd. That's definitely one.
But when he was trying to remember the Xavier stuff, he went, no, it's Benamon. Like he went, like, and that, to me, that was very, it could be New York, but at the same time, like this idea.
I think he was probably Italian.
Yeah.
So I think it was probably an Italian thing. Yeah.
Yeah. That's just reminds me. Pretty much.
Yeah.
So there you go. 312-981-7200. The lines are just flying in right now.
Yeah.
Let's take one. Let's guess where Kevin's from.
All right.
How about that? Kevin.
Hey, hello.
Line. How you doing, bud?
And I'm doing real good. I was going to tell you guys I was from the way south side of Chicago.
I think so. South of the, you might even be south of Cairo.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right.
Wow.
I don't know if we can do this.
We do Midwestern,
we
but
do
I'm interested.
Midwestern
I'm,
accents,
I'm very intrigued.
But we'll see if we can figure something out from. From you, I'm trying to. When you want a soft drink, what do you ask for?
Soda pop.
Okay,
ooh,
usually what I say.
Soda pop. Okay, so you go both ways there.
Yeah.
What? Let me ask
you. Or I'll say a cool drink. Give me a cool drink.
Okay.
Kevin, I mean, we don't, because Ted mostly does Midwestern, you're obviously, you can tell by your accent, you're outside of the Midwest. What should we know? I mean, tell us a little bit about some of the things that you say that you know that only you say from the accent or from the area that you're from.
Oh, like, for example, somebody will say, I'm going over to the store, and somebody, another guy will say, where's the store at? And I'll say, over yonder.
Uh-huh.
About 3 miles yonder way.
Yeah.
Or, you know, somebody asked me how I'm doing. I say, oh, I ain't no worse for wear.
Yeah.
But I got that from my dad.
Yeah,
that's good stuff.
Well, I'm guessing just because of WGN, it's like somewhere in the Mississippi Valley or in the Ozarks, like Missouri, Arkansas, Tennessee area.
You're close.
Yeah.
You're close. I grew up in Arkansas, and now I live in Mississippi.
Awesome.
All right.
That's so great. Yeah. Kevin, thanks for calling, man. Over yonder. I'm gonna try to pick that up here in Chicago. That's good.
All right. Thanks for...
I'm usually up here a couple times a week. I run out of Memphis up here, freight, turn around and go back.
Oh, you're in Chicago right now?
Well, I'm south of Chicago on my way back to Memphis. I'm down here around Kankakee, just left Chicago.
All right.
Well, if you ever pick up a Chicago accent, give us a call and you may win a pizza.
There you go. Kevin, thanks, and thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
That was great. What a nice little wrinkle for the How to Speak Midwestern segment. All right, 312-981-7200. Let's do this. Let's take our last break, and we will come back, and we will crown a champion tonight.
Yeah.
For the best Chicago accent. I mean, right now, Nick and Scott... It's pretty close.
Yeah.
But we'll powwow and figure out exactly what we think, who deserves the pizza. Ted McClellan, of course, the author of How to Speak Midwestern. He's going to be at the Skokie Public Library on Tuesday. 7 o'clock start? That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's coming up on this Tuesday. We'll continue the conversation, the fun, right after the break. Stay with us. How fun tonight. Ted McClellan here. We're doing our monthly kind of check-in on accents, the Midwestern accents. Of course, Ted's the author of How to Speak Midwestern. This is where we guess where you're from based on how you talk. Tonight, we decided to go special episode on the Chicago accent. And and Chicago did not disappoint.
No.
So much so that we even got a guy from Arkansas area calling in as well. Kevin giving us an idea. Earlier in the show, you actually asked about the Juicy Lucy. Elizabeth's right on the line. Elizabeth, hey. What's a Juicy Lucy?
Juicy Lucy is a burger that is rare or medium rare. Oh, man. Mayo, tomatoes, lettuce, and grilled onions, and you can't. Well, I'm not a big person. Biting into it is like,
and
cheese.
And what's inside it when you bite into it?
I'm sorry?
What's inside it when you bite into it?
Double cheese.
Yes.
Double cheese.
I ate my first Juicy Lucy at Matt's Bar in Minneapolis last week.
Wow.
Tell me where you think I'm from, or where I live, perhaps.
Okay.
Well, are you from Minnesota?
No.
No? All right.
All right, let's do a quick. Okay, we'll do it. All right.
We have to use a few.
Elizabeth, let me ask you one, okay? When you go to the apparatus outside that has water in it, it's the, you know, where you can drink in the public, it's got water. What do you call that thing?
What's
the best way to say that?
When you're thirsty and you're, you know,
yeah,
you
so you go to the park and there's a public, you know, thing to drink out of.
I got you. Okay.
What do you call that?
It's a,
this is not a stump question.
No, it's just like, you know, I carry a bottle of water. No. You go and you just take a drink out of the faucet, fountain.
Okay.
Okay, a fountain. Okay, there you go.
All right.
So you don't call it a bubbler?
No.
No.
Okay. When you go to a store to buy alcohol, what do you call it?
Liquor store.
Okay.
Liquor store. Okay. What, right. Do you know the name of an annual bicycle rally across the state of Iowa?
Not a clue.
Not a clue. Are you? Well, you're definitely not from Iowa, then.
No, I'm definitely not from Iowa. but that was kind of like the question. That was too funny.
Yeah. Do you know?
Okay, I will tell you one thing.
Okay.
Okay. Here's a clue for you.
Okay.
I remember Riverview.
Oh.
All right, we'll see if you're from Chicago.
Then you're from Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a good. How did you come to know what a Juicy Lucy is?
That is not a fair question.
No? Did you go to Minnesota?
I'm from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I say Chicago. Okay,
right.
So where does that come from?
Well, that's only people from Chicago say Chicago.
See, but it's Chicago.
Exactly.
And people from the South Side say Chicago.
No, I know people from the South Side who say Chicago, too. The Daily say Chicago.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, the Daily say Chicago. I know a guy from the East Side who said, you know, anybody who doesn't say Chicago sounds like they're not from the
Because
area.
You get that Chicago, there's some who say Chicago.
I hate that.
Yeah.
And that's something that they see as very traditional.
Exactly. Well, okay. Well, since you identified the Juicy Lucy, you win a copy of How to Speak Midwestern.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, there you go. That's nice.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Ted. I'll tell you one thing. I did go to Catholic schools my whole life. Went to St. Edward's at Sunnyside and Lowell.
Okay.
My father was a Chicago firefighter, and he was based at right near where Mayfair Theater, and then they changed it.
Okay.
Elias and Ainsley, I think.
Okay, up on the right west side, Mayfair neighborhood.
All right, Elizabeth, I hate to do this. I have to run because we're getting close to the end of the show and Patty's coming up next. So I appreciate the call. Thank you so much for calling in. All right, so now we are down to the big question about the pizzas.
Yeah. Okay, did we get the guys on the line? Or
no,
we did not. We couldn't get them back.
They said, right. Oh, they are on the line? Sorry, I don't have the... There we go. Nick and Scott can call back because they aren't answering their phones, but that's all right. We don't have time for that. We don't have time for that.
Okay, well,
let's get into it. So we got the top three. Third place we both decided.
Right, was Mike.
Was Mike.
Yeah.
Mike.
From the Northwest side.
The Northwest side. Yeah. He got a couple of checks. We appreciate that.
Although, you know, Alderman Spezzato's from the Northwest side, but it's hard to beat the... It's hard to beat the Southwest side.
So second place and first place, we quabbled over this.
Right? Yeah, I like Nick and you like Scott. So, right. I mean, can we give them both a pizza?
I think we can. I have to check with
Pete. We haven't
given
out any pizzas.
Well, 815 has a great point. He says, Justin, you should give away the prize for the North side and a prize for the South side accent. The two separate prizes because the guy from Park Ridge is definitely a Chicago accent, but it's a North side Chicago accent. And I got whose daughter went to St. Xavier. He's definitely a Southside accent, just like the first guy.
Yeah.
Southside. So you should give away two pizzas. How about that? They're actually saying that the third, a different guy, I think it was Anthony, was the guy from Park Ridge.
Yeah.
But I say it's the, I think we do give away two. I think we would give one to Nick and one to Scott.
That's
I think that's it. Hey, we did it. We did it.
Yes.
We came together, Ted. How about that?
Nothing more.
Well, this was a lot of fun tonight. I have to say, this was a ton of fun to be able to focus specifically on the Chicago accent and get some guys to call in. And also, like I said,
the Arkansas accent.
And the Arkansas accent.
Don't forget that one.
It just was like a cherry on top tonight. Ted McClellan is the author of How to Speak Midwestern, a book out, and he joins us monthly here on The Download, which is awesome. And, of course, he's going to be at the Skokie Public Library coming up on Tuesday night. That starts at 7 o'clock in Skokie. And, of course, if you are listening and you have affiliation to your town's library and you want Ted to come, he's done with tour.
Yeah.
Now you're open.
You can get me through my website, edwardmcclellan.com.
All right.
And we have a Facebook page, How to Speak Midwestern.
There you go. You can, so many ways to get a hold of Ted. Ted, thanks so much, man.
Thank you.
Good stuff.